To each of you tonight, we greet you all in the matchless and wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. I pray that your expectation is high. I pray that your spirit is lifted. I pray that you are yet strong and yet holding on to the faith. We are in the days of Elijah. Yes, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of prophecy being fulfilled. Oh my God. I want us to embrace this tonight like we have never embraced it before. These are the days of prophecy being fulfilled. Tunnel vision, focus, laser focus. I'm telling you, dead on, really aligned with what God has for us and putting our best foot forward for our next. That is my prayer for each of you. That certainly is my own desire and personal pursuit. I want to just testify this to you because I have seen the goodness of the Lord in this. Whenever you put your mind to a thing and just go in a particular space and understand within your innermost self that you have control over yourself and begin to pray and declare the word of the Lord over yourself. I'm telling you, God will meet you right there. I know what it is to go in and anticipate an assault or anticipate an attack, but God give you laser focus and keep you on a particular path so that you emerge victorious. We are in the days of victory. I want you to declare that over yourself. I'm in the day of my victory. And I want to decree unto many of you tonight, you will achieve personal victory in the days to come. I'm talking about not futuristic, not long-term future. I'm talking about in the days that are nearing you, these days that are near to you. These days will be days of great victory where God will allow you to even shock yourself. Assuming and proclaiming and declaring and gripping the control over yourself, and you're getting ready to see you at your best self, laser focus, sharp, discernment, keen. I mean, going into these avenues of your life is going to be spectacular in the near days to come. It is the days of victory. The days of your victory, the days of the Lord's victory over your life. Well, we're talking about strategy. We're talking about strategy, and we have really been embracing what strategy is and what it really means to us, and how we can make it applicable to our own lives. I mean, really, it's all about application. It's not just about hearing. It's about application, applying yourself to strategy and allowing strategy to become applied to you. It's one thing to come up with a plan, but it's an entirely different story when you have to stick to the plan. I've been using the word discipline a lot because it takes a great discipline to stick to a plan that you have set into place and set into motion. In order for the plan to work, the plan must be executed. And in a lot of cases, you will find every reason to deviate from the plan. But in order for you to see the fulfillment of what God has promised you in outcome, you're going to have to stick to the plan and endure the processes that come with the plan, even when it looks like the processes are wasteful. Even when it looks like it's absolutely not going to be worth your time and/or attention and/or investment, trusting that the strategy God has given you will work if applied, if made applicable. It is time for your life to turn its course, to change in a new direction. This direction is going to demand a greater discipline. We're coming into warmer months. We're coming into a different season now. And this is the season where you kind of see people living fearlessly and living free. But for many of us, our health is on the line. For many of us, it's not just a physical health, but it is also a mental health. It is an emotional health. It is also a financial health. How many of you have really been praying about wisdom for financial health? Yes, not only is it a financial health, but it is for relational health, health where it concerns relationships, family relationships, friendships, companionships, spousal relationships. There are so many wisdoms. So when we start talking about health, and when we start talking about understanding how to be in good health, we're not just dealing with physical health, but there are changes that need to be made and strategies that need to be applied so that we can find ourselves in better health. I believe that we are not going to repeat certain cycles during the warmer months. We're not going to see a decline. We're not going to see a falling off or a falling away. But we're going to stick to these strategies. We're going to apply them. We're going to stick to them, and we're going to hold ourselves accountable, disciplining ourselves to working at the strategy that God has downloaded in our spirit. When God begins to download to you, and when God begins to speak to your spirit, there are many different forms in which God uses, many different formats in which God uses. God can use a conversation. God can use something as simple as a song playing on a radio. You can receive confirmation through that. God can use something as easy as a dream. While you're sleeping, the Lord will begin to deal with you in your sleep and begin to show you. When you wake up, you can remember specifics of the dream, and you can just begin to write things out. My God, I had a dream, and I'm. Those dreams, in many cases, are preview snippets of a future that is to come for you. And so, when God begins to give you that download, that level of download, pay close attention to it. You know, it is amazing to me how aware people are seemingly becoming to signs and things of that nature, like the earthquake that transpired in the Northeast last week, and of course the solar eclipse, and there are different things that we're kind of seeing, and people are kind of paying attention to things more now than ever before. I don't know whether life has them on the edge, but everybody's seemingly paying attention. But look what they're doing. They're also aligning the various things that are happening with the coming of the Lord. I heard people talking today about the eclipse and how this could be the time of the rapture. And what we're not paying attention to is the scriptures. Everything according to timelines, although we do not know the moment or the exact time, but everything according to timelines is there for us to see in the scripture. God has already given it to us. So we don't have to make up things. You know, some of the things that we are witnessing is just mere science. It is the beauty of nature. Even natural disasters are the beauty of nature. And sometimes nature itself can become quite dangerous and even deadly. But when we start talking about the coming of the Lord, we start talking about the return of the Lord, what we need to focus on is making sure that our spirit is in alignment with the word of God and the will of God. We need to make sure that our souls are right with God, that we are in a right standing with God. See, we pay attention to distractions. It's almost like when Elijah was on that mountain and Elijah heard that earthquake. He heard that earthquake, and he saw that fire, and all of those things were transpiring, but the Bible says that God was not in it. If Elijah would have allowed that earthquake and the fire and the strong winds that were blowing, if he would allow that to distract his spirit, he would have missed the still small, peaceful voice of God. When God returns, hear me, when Jesus returns, it will be so quick. It will not be able to be captured from a camera. The Bible says, in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. So the strategy is to not go out and prepare yourselves for these scientific events that are transpiring in the earth. The strategy is, let me get saved. Salvation ought to be a part of the strategy. Let me seek God for the filling of His Holy Spirit, because I want to have the gifts of the Spirit activated in my life. There's a strategy to that. Now, listen to this, and listen to this very closely. When those disciples were given the charge by Jesus, He says, go into Jerusalem and wait there until you be endowed with power from on high. Look what He told them. He says, I want you to go there and wait for the moving of the Holy Spirit. The reason why we don't see more people being filled with the Holy Ghost is because they don't strategize the wait. They don't strategize the WAIT. They don't strategize their patience in the process of waiting for the move of God. We're so in a rush. We're so in a hurry. Everything is fast-paced. Everything is quick. Everything is one, two, three. Everything is, if it doesn't happen by now, I'm out. If it does not transpire by then, I can't do it. We have got to get to the place where we are waiting on the Lord. It is time for us to pace ourselves and to get ourselves in a place to where the Lord can fill us with His Spirit. There are so many people who need an activation of the Holy Spirit down within them. Every gift, every talent, every deposit, every impartation requires an activation. But the activation can only come through strategy. What is the strategy? We're going to wait there. Did they know how long they were going to have to wait? No, they did not. But what they did was, they sacrificed their time. Now, I was sharing with one of our parishioners just last Sunday. We were talking about this, and we were talking to they were talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost and how long they had been a part of the church, and they still didn't receive the gift of tongues. And I began to make jest with them and said, "Well, you know, that's simply because we're still trying to get you saved." So we were just making jest along those lines, but it got me to thinking about this whole strategy piece. And it got me to thinking about any gift that you want activated, you're going to have to invest the time in prayer and in consecration and getting in the face of God and asking God to activate the gift. Do you not know that the gift of tongues, the gift of faith, the gift of prophecy, all of these are gifts? All of these are gifts that can unfold within the believer if we would just strategize our time. How well do we do with time concerning prayer? Do you have to find time within your schedule for prayer or for fasting or for consecration? Do you have it regimented? Is it scheduled? Is it a part of your schedule? Most of us will say, yes, oh yes, Bishop. Oh no, prayer is a part of. But for the majority of us, if we were to tell the truth, we really don't get into a mode of prayer until we've become heavy in our spirit. It is when we are downtrodden. It is when we are when we're feeling lost. It is when we're feeling defeated. That is when we start really cutting in time to pray. Why? Because we hate the way those feelings make us to feel. And so in the process of that, we get to God and we ask God to lift that heaviness off of us. We want to be lifted. We want to feel better. We want to feel relieved. But here's the challenge. We only go to God when we're heavy. We only go to God when we're in trouble. We only go to God in perplexing moments. But God has got to be a part of our daily schedule. He's got to be a part. I mean, it's not just prayer. It is a consciousness to turn your plate over and fast before the Lord. I'm not talking about a diet because you want to lose a couple of pounds. I'm talking about sacrificial fasting, getting before the face of God, saying, "Lord, no, I'm literally coming before you. And I want you to activate some things within me." I believe that every last one of you who are connected to this call tonight, and there are over 110 of you connected tonight, you need to understand that you have been commissioned by God to be the purpose and the intention of God in the earth, but you don't make the time to even have a strategy. That's one of the things that I had to come on and talk to you about. You've got to be a better steward of your time. Oh my God, I must manage my time better. I want you to begin to say that with me tonight. For those of you that are Zooming, you'll be able to type it. But those of us that are on the conference line, you'll be able to say it. I must manage my time better. Come on, declare that with me tonight. I must manage my time better. You did run well, the scripture said, but who did hinder you? Sometimes we start out and we say, "I'm going to set this time and I'm going to pray. And this is going to be my time to pray." But what happens to us is somewhere throughout our day, we allow things to transpire to deter our decision, to deter, we lose track of time. We allow things to interrupt, to intrude in on our day, and to disrupt our schedule. And now we are all thrown off, and now our day is gone, and now we don't have the time to pray. Now we start making empty promises. "I'll try again tomorrow," or "I'm going to get back on." And before we know it, we never get back on the trail. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, time must be managed better. That's strategizing. Strategizing, putting yourself in a particular space to where your time can be managed and that God is put in your schedule consciously and intentionally. I want to put God in my schedule that I may get before him and that I may bring before him these matters, these things, but not just these matters and things, but just to spend time with him. What do you want me to know, Lord, for this week? What do you want me to see? What do you want me to hear? How do you want me to move and to maneuver? There are things that we must know. There are things that we must be, praise the name of the Lord, alerted to. You want to know why there are people who can see things happening but not be moved? They're not moved because there is a settling in the spirit. They are so locked in the spirit world. They are so linked in the spirit world. They know that this is no reason to panic. They have not had any alarms going off in their Holy Ghost. So they are okay, and they're able to tell you, "Calm down, this is not what you think it is." When there is a tapping in, and that's where God wants us in this season. He wants us tapped in. And I know it's not popular. I know everybody's not doing it. I know you're going to seem like the oddball out. I know everybody's not going to really care for it. And they're going to treat you weirdly and strangely. They're going to act as if you are some type of foreigner or alien. I understand that. But when we have a mandate on our lives, I would rather walk in the power of my discernment than to be moving carelessly and recklessly in the fear and in the worry of this current day. I want you to know your heart has no need to be troubled. If you believe, your heart has no reason to be troubled. Strategize, get back to the strategy. Stay the course, because guess what? There will be an alarm that goes off in your spirit when something is imminently wrong, when something is inevitably getting ready to go down a wrong path. Your spirit will alert you. You will know. See, that's what happens when there's an activation. You'll know. But until then, settle yourselves and stay the course and do not become distracted in trivial matters, in matters that have nothing to do with you, in matters that do not affect you. Stay the course. Stick to your strategy. Stick to the plan. Trust the God of your salvation. Know that He is with you. Know that He is keeping you. Know that His rod and His staff, they comfort you. Know that He that hath begun the good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Know that you have not failed. Know that you have not gone down. Know that you have not lost ground. Know that you are not on the wrong path. These are the things that you ought to be able to know and stand firm in. God is with me. That is something that you must know, but you have to know this by the Spirit. You have to know this by spending time with the Lord. What gifts in you are dormant that can only be activated when time is spent with God? Let not your hearts be troubled, but spend time with the Lord. Get in the place where God can minister to you, speak to you, charge you, give you power from on high. It is time for you to start moving in a new realm. It is time for your life to start changing and turning toward a pivotal moment. You have life and death in your mouth. Do you not understand that? Do you not understand that you don't have to wait on somebody to approve or wait on somebody to co-sign? Do you know that death and life are in your mouth? If you would just strategize, if you would just learn to calm yourself, it looks like every time you are about to progress, you allow something to come in to cause an unnecessary intrusion and interruption. You allow things to offset your speech, to offset your time, to offset your prayer, to offset your consecration. These are distractions, and you're going to have to learn to keep things at bay. Can I tell you something about the enemy before I pray for you tonight? He will come subject to the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, he will. He will settle himself because one thing the enemy cannot stand, and that's the moving of the Spirit. When the Spirit of God gets to moving, I'm telling you that the enemy becomes highly alarmed. He cannot take it when the power of God starts moving. And that's why you've got to stay the course and stay on track. He'll flee seven ways before, amen, praise the name of the Lord, before he can disrupt you, he'll flee seven ways. You start praying in the Holy Spirit. When you start declaring the word of the Lord, when you start spending time with the Lord consistently, the enemy has to flee seven ways. He'll go in every which direction. I need you to hear me tonight. Stay the course. This is a confirmation for many of you tonight because you were doing well, but then you allowed the distraction. You were doing well, but then you welcomed the controversy and the conflict. It is time for you to refocus yourself, recalibrate yourself, focus, and stay determined on the course that God has set for your soul and for your spirit. This is the word of the Lord unto you tonight. I want to pray with you. I thank God for you. Strategize. It is time to strategize. It is time to strategize like never before. We're going to be praying for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests: Annette West, Michelle Tarua, Justin Mack, Sandra Morris, Latoya Nugent, Antoinette Williams, Nyasha Cooper, Patsy Rizzo, Denise Bryant Brooks, Elder Barbara Payne, Monique Holmes, Patricia Prelo, Verna Simmons, Redonia Johnson, Robert and Tara Sorrells, Shanika Muniz, Merritt and Taj Maleti Freeman, Ruth Aileen, Derek Dominic, Shaquana Johnson, Ralph Everett, Mary Silvers, Harriet Green, Martin Merced, Lorraine Williams, Andre Hill. Stay the course. I'm telling you, God is up to something. You stay the course. Trust that God has given you a divine strategy, and you shall not be moved. Like a tree that is planted by the water shall not be moved. Why is it impossible to move a tree that's planted by the water? Because the roots of the tree are constantly drinking. It doesn't have to wait for the rain from heaven. The roots of the tree are constantly drinking. And because the roots are drinking, it is feeding the body and the leaves and the fruit of the tree. I'm telling you, if you get like that tree, my God, ooh, I feel a praise on that. If you get like that tree that is planted by the rivers of water, scripture says you're going to bring forth fruit in your season. Your leaf shall not wither. And the Bible says, whatsoever you do will prosper. Let's pray for divine strategy, strategy in the spirit. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you because tonight, God, you have ministered to the very root of our existence. You have ministered to the very places down within us, oh God. And we give you glory for it. We give you honor for it. I praise you for these 120 that have joined our line tonight between the conference line and the Zoom platform. You are covering your people like never before, illuminating their minds, opening up their understanding, and shining a light from heaven down upon them. I thank you that the gates of hell shall not prevail against their minds. I thank you that the plot and the plan of the enemy will not progress against them. It will not halter them. It will not delay them. It will not cause any unnecessary stagnations. We thank you that now, even in this season, you are speaking so clearly to us. You are giving us divine strategy. You are awakening us in the realm of the spirit. You are causing our alarms to be set, to know the times, to know the seasons. Father, we thank you that you are calming fears and you are calming anxieties. You are giving us divine answers. Even those who have gone to for schooling to better articulate the sciences and the stratospheres and the atmospheres by way of the spirit now, you are giving to us divine answers. You're causing a calm to come upon us so that conspiracy theories do not send us over the edge. We thank you that there is a calmness being placed over the people of God, a peacefulness. Now, Father, help us that as we begin to formulate these strategies, that they are now then activated. And as they are activated, Father, I am praying that the strength, the wherewithal, the stick-to-itiveness, everything that we need to carry out these strategies and to execute these plans, you are giving it unto us. Father, give us the wisdom of the sages. My God, give us the understanding as you did the sons of Issachar. Cause us to know the times and to understand the seasons. We decree and we declare that we will not be lost in this hour, lost in this moment. And then, Father, tonight I am praying for every individual who has even lost ground in seasons prior to this one. I am praying that there be a regaining of ground. I thank you that all ground that has been lost will be regained. Cause a mighty comeback to occur. Father, give us the discipline to regain territories and properties, and give us the discipline that we need, the discipline that is required to regain that which was once lost because of ignorance and because of carelessness and because of recklessness, because we lacked discipline. Now give us the wisdom and the discipline we need to regain, recharge our spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you that now as we cry, even from various places, you are the all-knowing God, the all-sufficient God. You know exactly what it is that we need and from the places in which we cry. And Father, as you hear our cry, attend unto our groan. This is our prayer tonight. Processes that seem to have slowed down, things that we were excited about that seemingly will not work in our favor. We pray tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit, an activation in the realm of the Holy Ghost. Father, I thank you that we will not be moved. We will not doubt. We will not power away, but we will stand firm on what it is that you have given to us. We trust your voice. We trust your will. We trust your word. We trust your way. Now align us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every force from hell that has come to distract, to distort, to disrupt. We bind the hand of the enemy on every leaning side. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood be against you. You back up from God's people with your falsehood, your deception. We come against you now. You will not prevail in this season. We decree and we declare that the power of God be made alive within the lives of the people of God. We thank you that you are making us more wiser as we go forward. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the wisdom, the wisdom, the wisdom. Father, surround us with wisdom. Help our steps to be made with wisdom. Wisdom, Father, teach us that although we may be able to, teach us to know whether or not we should. We thank you for wisdom. Help us to know seasons and moments and doors and opportunities. Help us to see traps. Help us to see snares. Help us to see setups. My God, give us a wisdom aforetime. Show us the way. Show us the way. Light up the path and show us the way. We declare in the name of the Lord Jesus that no plot, no plan, no weapon, no strategy of the enemy, the wicked one, the evil one, will be able to prevail against the people of God. We thank you now that we're thinking with a clear head. We thank you that with a clear mind, we are thinking and making up and we are applying and making sense of things that was cloudy and murky in time past. We thank you that even now we're moving with such a strategy, such an understanding, such a comprehension. We thank you that we are cognizant. We are clear of all envy, strife, jealousy. We are clear. We are clear of the things that would corrode and would cloud our judgment. We are clear in this season. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for being the God of clarity. And thank you for providing clarity for your people. We praise you tonight. We praise you that we are not convoluted, that we are not tainted. We are not making decisions filled with bigotry, with prejudices, that we're not making decisions based on biases and preferences, but we are making decisions based on discernment, Holy Ghost discernment. Oh God, we thank you tonight. We praise you that this next season will be better than the last, better than the previous, more than what was. We thank you that we're going to new heights, new levels, new dimensions. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody's prosperity is already in their head. Somebody's healing is already in their mouth. It's in their decision making. And we thank you that it's happening now. Our finances are coming to health. Our bodies, our minds, our emotions, our families are coming into health. Our spirit, they're coming into good health. Thank you tonight for the turn that we are making, the turn that not just that we need to make, but the turn that we are making. We decree that we are making the turn, and we thank you for the turn. We thank you for what shall be. We thank you for what shall manifest. We give you praise tonight. Shift our our language, shift our language, shift our language, shift our language. Help us to speak life as opposed to damnation and death. Help us to speak the reverse of every curse that's been released over our lives. We thank you for what you are allowing to transpire to turn us in a better direction. We thank you that we can see the way and we can see it clearly. Thank you for tunnel vision. No disruptions, no distractions, no interferences, no interruptions. We declare it by faith. The power of God prevail. In Jesus' name tonight, we pray this prayer and we say thank God and we say amen. Now I want you to praise him. Yes, I do. I want you to lift him up right where you are. Come on and give God the glory right now. Ah, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We lift your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art holy. Thou art excellent. Thou art my God. Thou art our Savior. Thou art our Redeemer. You are the way. You're the truth. You're the life. And we say, thank you, Lord. We give you praise. New direction. Thank you for it now. Thank you for it now. We will not miss. My God, not in this next season. There'll be no missing. My God, we thank you for a bullseye every time. We thank you for dead on every time. We thank you for precision and accuracy each and every time. We give you praise and we give you glory. Yes, Lord, my God, praise God for his keeping power and praise God for his strategy. And I pray that you are able to hear God more clearly, even when you're sleeping. And God begins to reveal himself to you. I'm praying that you are hearing God so clear and that you are not missing one direction that God is depositing in your spirit. I want you to stay lifted. I want you to stay charged. I want you to stay encouraged. And I want you to know that you have seen nothing yet. Trust what God is putting down within you and walk in it. Make time for the spirit. Make time for God. And I'm telling you, when you begin to do this, the more time you spend with God is the more you're going to find your spirit man becoming so settled. You're going to find your spirit man becoming so sharp, so clear. Your discernment is going to shock you. All God needs is time with us. And this has to be regimented. Not going in with a whole list of things you want him to do, but just going in to thank him. Just going in to honor him, to love him. Oh, I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, something is about to happen in this next season. And we who are the people of God are getting ready to become the light in the earth once more and again. Trust me when I tell you, when we spend more time with God, our lives will become electrified. And we're going to see God do something tremendous in the earth realm through our lives, mouths, our hands, our feet, our hearts, and our minds. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Have an amazing week. Don't forget, we are praying every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 to 15 minutes of your morning. There's no better way to start the day than to pray. God bless you. We'll talk to you some more. Can't wait till next time. Good night, everybody.